What did you mean when you said that we shouldn't pursue net zero like a religious crusade?
Well, I think we need thoughtful environmentalism. I think that it's absolutely vital that we take steps in order to move towards net zero. It's absolutely vital that we have a strategy for nature recovery and a strategy for electrification of the grid and a strategy for decarbonisation overall. But there are some, the Just Stop Oil group, for example, who, instead of engaging in a thoughtful debate about how we get to net zero and how we enhance nature, see the world in Manichaean terms, and they denounce any notion of, for example, using oil and gas as part of our transition. And I think that is a mistake. I think it's a mistake for two reasons. One, we win the environmental debate by sticking to the science, not by creating this sort of religious divide between the saved and the damned, the good and the bad.
Well,
and the second thing is, we also will need our own domestic oil and gas as part of the transition.
But you, the Tory government, Conservative government, seem to be backing away from it under the protection of it's too expensive, where we know that polling done very recently for YouGov says that the government, current government, are not doing enough on the environment.
I do agree that it's important that the government does press ahead with appropriate and thoughtful steps in order to safeguard the environment.
So,
but there are, you know, there are some specific areas where the cost that is being imposed on individuals risks creating a backlash. We've seen that happen in the Netherlands, and we don't want to get to a situation where the support you quite rightly point out for improving our environment curdles and turns into resistance.
Okay, what about the sale, the banning the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from 2030? Is that immovable?
Yes.
It is immovable?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness we got a straight answer on that. What